Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an Hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo. And today, we, in the theme of the holiday season, we are going to be talking turkey. But we're going to be talking more than just turkey. One of my favorite people that I've had on the show for a number of years is Leo Pearlstein. He's the president of Lee & Associates in Los Angeles, and he has been involved with food in his business for a lot of years, and we're going to be sharing some marvelous recipes with you. In fact, some new ones that have gone through development for dressing and some other things. So have that pad of paper handy and that pen. You're going to want to write some of this down. Hi, Leo.
Hi, it's good to talk to you.
Well, it's a delight having you back.
Oh, boy, it's good, and Thanksgiving's a week away, and I'm ready to go.
Can you imagine? I mean, I cannot believe that we already are coming up to this holiday, and then it's like, bling, it's going to be 2012. It just seems to be going by so fast.
That's for sure.
Yes. Okay, let's talk a little bit about your background, because you have had an association with the food industry for, my goodness, how many years, Leo?
Well, if I tell you, you'll think I'm the 2,000-year-old man. I started, well, of course, my dad had a grocery store, and I worked my way through college while I was managing his store. That's where I learned everything that you could possibly learn about food.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I started my business in 1950, and my first account was the California Turkey Growers, and my second account was Mrs. Covison Stuffing. And my third account was Superior Honey. So I had turkey, stuffing, and honey to start out with.
Not a bad combination, I'll tell you. Not a bad one at all. Now, Leo, when you have been involved in the food industry for so many, many years, what do you see as being the biggest difference in the way it was when you started out with your business? How do you see the arena changed in today's world?
Well, I guess everything's faster. Everything's abbreviated. I'm not too happy with all of the thing. I think things have become less personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in everything, everyone seems to be in the marketing end and in our end of the business. Everybody seems to be stressed out and traveling all the time, and they're using their BlackBerries and their phones and their emails and their everything, the web. I mean, it just everything seems to be in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
And in the food business, also, things have gotten tight on the money part. Every food industry segment seems to have some problem of something else giving. Now, for example, right now, Thanksgiving time, you'd think everything would be smooth and easy. The grocers are complaining that the trucking gas costs so much money that it's raising the prices because of gas.
Right.
And the farmers are complaining because of ethanol, and the corn guys selling their corn for ethanol rather than food, the corn has gone up. And mm-hmm. So you have all these problems, and but they seem to manage. They seem to manage.
Well,
and things are getting bigger, but
right.
And, of course, the consumer benefits, despite the high prices, which we're all suffering from, the markets are so desperate for business that they're competing very hard against each other. And
mm-hmm.
you have to be smart enough, really, if you really want to save money, you have to study the ads because they are cheaper on the ad days. You have to make a list up and take a look at the specials and plan your menus around the specials.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I hate to do it, but I have to tell you, you may as well use the coupons, because when they're doing coupons, you're saving money. You're actually
Absolutely.
Saving money, because
mm-hmm.
the vendor is giving the market the cents off for the coupons. And if you study it carefully and you buy only what you need, you're going to save money. You know,
that's
now the Thanksgiving dinner's coming. I read in the paper just yesterday that Thanksgiving dinner went up something like 5% over last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they added up all the groceries and stuff you'd buy, and somebody said it would last year it cost $45 for a standard meal, and this year it's $49 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But really, if you obviously holiday time is the time that you want to save money, but you want to really give it a good meal, so you're planning properly. So if you save money by knowing what's on special or using fresh foods or stuff, don't bother with the too much convenience. But you don't want to take too much time cooking either, because it's a stressful time. In fact, we have a caterer chef that works with us. He's a famous caterer. He does movie star parties, you know,
mm-hmm.
Disneyland and all the studios and all the big shots. And so he's a consultant to us. And he gave us a lot of tips for Thanksgiving, how to make it easier, how to make it easier. And he said the average consumer that's making a dinner should do like the chefs do. Make a list of what you're going to plan to do. Just make a list.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go shopping, shop with your list, not with your heart, you know, because usually you'll forget something.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you're going to make turkey, or maybe you'll make something else other than turkey, chicken or lamb or beef, you know, or anything. So you've got to put your main entree down. Then you say, okay, cranberry sauce. Grandma's been using that for years. Okay, cranberry sauce. Yam. Okay, yam. You actually put it down on your list. And then you say stuffing. Well, to me, stuffing is the most important part of the meal. And you're going to do grandma's recipe. I hope you do, because we look forward to it all the time, and mom's recipe. And a lot of people stuff the turkey with grandma's recipe and make a casserole of the contemporary recipe. That's where you come in and with a new recipe, and we've got loads of new recipes. Before I forget, since your listeners have a pencil, write down ThanksgivingTips.com.
Oh, ThanksgivingTips.com. Okay.
It's a new website. It is prepared by chefs and home economists. It's got anything you want to know about the actual roasting of the turkey and the stuffing and the go-alongs and even appetizers and desserts.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Very helpful. Frankly, I use it myself to remind me about things all the time. Another thing we do, frankly, if you want to be gourmet and cook like Emeril Lagasse and all these people on the Food Network, not everybody wants to do that. Not everyone has the time or the energy or the money or the utensils. You can go on the Food Network website. You can go on ThanksgivingTips.com. There's any number of websites. And, you know, each company, it could be the turkey company like Butterball Turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Could be Mrs. Cubison like Stuffing, MrsCubison.com. Could be the Yam people like BruceFoods.com. Each company, you take their name and put a .com next to it. And I can assure you that they've gone all out to make recipes. And
that
if you really
true.
Get stuck and you don't want to go to the computer, the Thanksgiving tips should answer all your questions. There are 250,000 people each year that call Swift's Butterball Hotline. Would you believe that? A quarter of a million.
That is hard to believe. In today's era, 250,000 people calling that company?
Right. The Swift's Butterball Hotline. And the USDA has a hotline, too. So there's no shortage of information. Now,
wow.
The way we think, the way I think, as far as my handy hints, I say the chef tells you if you're going to have ingredients like chopped onions and chopped celery, chop them ahead of time and put them in a little cup, you know, like a custard cup,
mm-hmm.
like you do on TV. So
mm-hmm.
when you're ready, you pour everything in. You don't do one thing at a time. That makes it easier for you. If you're planning to serve the turkey at 6:30, you look at the back of the bag, and you see what they say, what the approximate time is. So let's say the approximate time is 3.5 hours. okay, now you know when you take the turkey out, you have to let it rest at least 20 to 30 minutes before you mm-hmm. carve it. Besides needing a very sharp knife, if you carve it right away, it won't carve well. Not only that, you can burn yourself. The juices could squirt out.
Right.
So you let the turkey rest for a half hour. So therefore, it's not 3.5 hours, it's 4 hours. Now it's going to take you time to carve the turkey. So say 4 hours and 15 minutes. So you go backwards from 6:30 and you end up, 2 o'clock in the afternoon or something. Now, in the meantime, you're going to serve hot rolls. Now, what we do, instead of going to the market and buying the packaged rolls, they've got preservatives in it and it's been on the shelf, we buy frozen rolls. There's been a company in Bakersfield in Salt Lake City 50 years ago, a famous baker called Mr. Rhodes,
mm-hmm.
and he came out for the restaurants and for the hotels and for the consumers. He made the old-fashioned yeast rolls, the kind you get in a fancy restaurant.
Yes.
And with no preservatives. Well, what you do is you buy a bag of fruit. We have them all year long. My wife has them all year long in the top freezer of our fridge. You take the rolls out early, about noon hour. It's going mm-hmm. to take you about 4 to 5 hours to rise. So while you're doing all your other things, the rolls are rising.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you put the turkey. Now, what are you going to do with the turkey that you have to do to prepare it? Not very much. First thing, you have to be sure it thaws out properly. Now, to properly thaw turkey, you should put it in the refrigerator 3 to 4 days before Thanksgiving. Out of the freezer into the fridge. It takes 5 hours per pound per day to in other words, in one day, 5 pounds would thaw out. So if you've got a 15-pound turkey, it's going to take you 3 days to thaw out. In the fridge, it's safer that way. Don't put it in the garage and don't put it on the sink. But never put it in hot water. Never do that. So you have to properly thaw out the turkey. Okay, you take the turkey out. Obviously, you take the packaging off. You look at the approximate time. A lot of people forget to take the giblets out. A lot of people forget that there are two cavities, the neck cavity and the regular cavity.
Mm-hmm.
You take the giblets out, you rinse the turkey out, pat it dry. Now, turkeys are bland. They really don't have flavor. So you have to season the turkey. Most people pour seasoning on top of the skin. Well, that helps brown it, but you're seasoning the skin, you're not seasoning the turkey.
Right.
The real flavor comes in the cavity. A very important thing is this. There are a lot of seasonings on the market. Nowadays, they're marketing for fajitas, for Mexican food, for meat, for chicken, for hot dogs. Look at the label and get one that says poultry seasoning. Because the expert chefs have blended spices and seasonings that go with poultry. And look at the back of the label and see that there's no MSG. Some people still put MSG in. And there's no preservatives. I happen to like Chef Paul Prudhomme. He's a famous chef in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
The chef before the Food Network. He's written many books. He's been a big shot in the restaurant industry. He came out with Chef Paul's Magic Poultry Blend. And he actually lectured about it. Be sure you get a poultry blend. And you season it well in the cavity. So you've taken care of the turkey. Now, you season it on the top too, and then you baste it. Now, it can be butter, margarine, oil. Give it a good basting. Use a pastry brush and give it a good basting. And you know what? You don't have to baste it the rest of the time. I used to. I used to open up the oven every half hour and baste it. And one of our chefs says, you're letting cold air into the oven and you're wasting your time. So you give it a good basting, you only have to do it once.
Well,
so here you've done this prep work, you put the turkey in and it starts cooking, you're finished. You're mm-hmm. finished with the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well,
what's next?
Butter underneath the skin, too, is very good. I know I do that with chicken, and you can do the same thing with turkey.
Oh, in fact, you cut the little membrane
mm-hmm.
and you put your hand in.
And
you keep pushing it forward, pushing
right.
it forward, just like you do with the chicken, and
mm-hmm.
you have a pocket. You know what you can do also? You can chop up your favorite herbs. And you can get a tablespoon of Morehouse yellow mustard and mix the mustard and the herbs. You push it in with a spatula or with your rubber gloves or with a spoon, and you're adding some mustardy green-type flavor from the herbs with that fresh scent, or even a slice of orange on top of the breast.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a very interesting flavor. In fact, there's another one. Have you heard of the Cajun Injector?
Yes, and you know what, Leo? I did not have much success with that, but I've heard of the Cajun Injector.
So, well, this restaurant guy in New Orleans used to inject all of his meats with it.
Mm-hmm.
People used to come from all over to eat the meats and the pork and the beef, and they didn't know why it was so flavorful. Well, he took the Cajun Creole sauce or other sauces, they put it in the injector, and he poked it around all the things. And I met the chef from one of the restaurants. They use it all the time when I was actually in New Orleans, and I was in El Paso, Texas, too. And the chef in El Paso took a turkey that he was going to fry. He was going to fry the turkey.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
He had a kettle, and
mm-hmm.
I've heard about frying turkeys.
Yes,
and he injected. I saw him take the plastic injector.
Mm-hmm.
And he poked it into the breast meat and into the thigh meat.
Interesting. Okay.
And it worked fantastically. And actually, we got to eat the turkey after. I was amazed at a fried turkey. I didn't know how that speeded things up. The skin was very brittle, but the turkey was moist as the dickens.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on the turkey thing. Now on the stuffing. You know, stuffing is really the easiest thing in the world to make. You're not cooking. You're really assembling. Because Sophie Cubison, originally, when she introduced the dressing, she introduced it as Mrs. Cubison's all-purpose seasoned dressing for poultry, meat, and fish. And believe me, the first recipe that she ever made was not with poultry or meat. It was with stuffed eggplant.
Yes, and you've got a recipe in your book on that, and we should share that.
That's fantastic. In fact, Sophie is the one that came up with making stuffin' muffins. Or stuffing bell peppers or stuffing acorn squash. She said anything that has a hole in it, clean the hole out and put the stuffing in and put it in the oven for 20 minutes. So
well,
you got
Leo,
all these little things you can do.
Yeah,
in
Leo,
fact,
let's stop. Leo,
yeah?
Let's just stop here for a minute because you've got an excellent recipe with eggplant. And there's a lot of people that really like trying to do something different. And in your cookbook that you have, which is Mrs. Cubison's Best Stuffing Cookbook, let me share this recipe with them because it brings full circle. What
I think that's great.
Here. Okay, now this is something you can use turkey in it if you're a vegetarian. You don't have to use the turkey. You can use something as a substitute for the meat, mushrooms, which are a very high protein vegetable. This is something, or I should say fungi, is something you could add. But you're going to need about 3 eggplants, and they're about 12 ounces each. You're going to need 2 tablespoons of oil, your favorite oil, 1/4 cup of butter, 1 medium onion, and you're going to want to chop it up, 1 green bell pepper, chop that, 1 stalk of celery, chop that up, 1 clove of garlic, you want to mince that finely. You're going to need 1.5 teaspoons of dried basil, and you want to crush that, 1.5 teaspoons of dried oregano, and again, crush that. And then you need 1 1/4 teaspoons of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of your freshly ground black pepper. You're going to need 2 cups of cubed cooked turkey. Now, you could use other meat if you didn't want cooked turkey, or as I said, substitute mushrooms or something else that if you are a vegan, this is something you can work with. 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh parsley, 1/2 cup of poultry gravy, or whatever your favorite gravy is, and 3 tablespoons of grated Parmesan cheese, and 1/2 cup of chicken broth. Now, you're going to need to preheat your oven to about 350 degrees, and the stuffing is so easy to make. You put your butter in a large saucepan, let it melt over medium heat. You add your celery, your onions, let that saute for about 5 minutes, and the vegetables will just get very soft. Put your broth, your fruit juice or water, whatever you prefer to use, into the pan. Bring it to a boil, cover the saucepan, reduce the heat, let it simmer for 3 minutes, and take 2 tablespoons of the stuffing mix and put that to the side. You remove the saucepan from the heat, stir in your stuffing mix, cover it, and just let it stand. So this isn't even on top of the stove. You just let it stand, absorb all of the flavors, and then while that's happening, you're cutting your eggplant in half lengthwise. You want to scoop out the internal area. You need a shell of about a half to three-quarter inch thick. You take that eggplant that you've scooped out, and you coarsely chop it up, put that to the side, and then you cut a thin slice from the bottom of each eggplant half because you want it to stay level. So you just make a slice so it, the weight of the eggplant is going to be balanced. Put your shells in a baking dish, and, of course, you want to spray it with some nonstick cooking spray. Brush the eggplant with oil and let it bake for 20 minutes. While they're baking, you take butter and put it in a large skillet, melt it, add the reserved chopped eggplant, onion, green pepper, celery, and garlic. Saute that for 5 minutes, just until tender. Then you stir in your basil, your oregano, your salt, and pepper. Remove the skillet from the heat. Stir in the prepared stuffing mixture. If you like turkey, add that. If you don't, whatever else you'd want to use as a substitute, and parsley. Add a little bit of that gravy. Divide the mixture among the 6 eggplant shells, putting it, just piling it high. Take your Parmesan, mix it with the reserved dry stuffing mix in a small bowl. Put it evenly over the stuffed eggplants, and those are all arranged in the baking dish. Pour the chicken broth into the bottom of the dish, cover it, and bake it for 15 minutes. Uncover the dish and bake for 15 additional minutes or until the shells are tender. And use additional Parmesan. Leo, this is a wonderful recipe.
It is, and it's healthy for you, you know, and it's interesting. It's you can entertain with that, you know, and that's exactly as I believe. I'm not sure because when they made the website, ThanksgivingTips.com, they took a lot of recipes from my book.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hunch that it's in there.
Well, and not only that, Leo, but in your book, in your cookbook, and perhaps even on the website, you've got some interesting recipes. A lot of people don't like turkey. Like you said, there's that. But you've got a recipe with roast duck with raspberry stuffing. And a lot of people don't think of duck, but it would really make a fascinating dish. And it's got such a delicate flavor to it. You've got this wonderful recipe, and it's
You know, the whole thing is, when you have a holiday, you have to try to do something different. You do traditional. In fact, in our my niece invites us, and she has my mother's recipe that she's been using, we've all been using, in the stuffing, and then she makes a contemporary recipe. In fact, we were getting ready for Thanksgiving. She invites the whole family. And this year, we discussed on the phone, I said, Susan, what are you going to do? She says, well, I like the dried fruit dressing. And so, actually, it's very simple, but yet you think she did a lot of work with things. Because what she's doing, she's taking the traditional onions and celery and the melted butter and margarine, and she's putting in a cup of diced prunes. There's a new product out by Sunsweet called Amazons.
Mm-hmm.
Little prunes that have been diced that look like raisins. And
right.
You can pour them right out of the canister that they're in. So she's using the diced prunes, and she's using whole red cherries that are dried.
Mm-hmm.
And she's using a cup of walnuts that she chops up, and she buys them really already chopped. And then for a surprise, even though she's got the dried fruit, she cuts up an apple. So you really, what you're doing is you're making a medley. You're making a medley of different textures and colors where you've got 3 dried fruits. You've got the prunes and the cherries that you've done, or cranberries, dried cranberries. And you got the nuts, and you've got the chopped apples. And guess what? She's using apple juice for the liquid.
Well, that would be a very delicious recipe. And again, for a lot of people, when they're entertaining, you'll have vegetarians. I know many times when I have dinners, I will have some people that are allergic to certain foods or they're vegetarians. I've got a very good friend. She said, Donna, I can't have anything with meat in it. Someone is a vegan where they're
That's
really,
exactly.
Really
and you know
strict.
What we do? We've always done it out of courtesy to our guests. We may have somebody, a cousin or an aunt or someone, even a friend. You make a little table tent. And you put it on the table if you're serving a buffet, And on the table, Ten, you say vegetarian, sugar-free, fat-free. You know, you buy a sugar pie. So you're showing your guests that you've thought enough of them that you've had something that they know. They're not embarrassed because they see it right on the table. Vegetarian,
right.
Sugar-free, fat-free. I think it's great. I think that's a great idea. Then there's another thing, actually. If you want a different texture, a totally different texture, and a different color, this is something actually I got off the web. I got it off Bruce Foods, who are the yam people, and it's called a yam raisin stuffing. It's totally different. You take a can of Bruce's yams and a box of Mrs. Covison's dressing, and you don't even have to write this down. You can remember it. You use a cup of melted butter and margarine, and then you put in the yams and the stuffing together. You mush it up together, and it's actually yams and bread stuffing that you've mushed up together. You put in a cup of raisins and a cup of toasted pecan halves.
Oh, yum.
And a can, a little tiny can or an 8-ounce cup of pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice?
Yes.
Amazing.
And
that goes well with yams.
Oh, I tell you, with yams and with stuffing. It's sort of a sweeter type. You can even have it for breakfast. And it's a different texture, different flavor. It's really great. In fact, we tried it last year. My wife liked it so well, and I did, that during the year when we make chicken breasts and stuff like that, we want something in a hurry. While we're making the chicken, it takes about an hour. We mix up the yams, and we always have a can of yams, and we have the raisins and nuts in the cupboard. And it takes just about 5 minutes to put it together and 30 minutes in the oven while the chicken is cooking.
Wonderful.
And it's very tasty, extremely tasty.
Well, I wanted to share another recipe because there's a lot of people that are Southern that really love their creamed corn fritters. And these are just so easy to make, and kids love them, absolutely love them. And this would be for about 6 servings, so you could double or triple this, however large your crowd is. And what you're going to need for the creamed corn fritters is two eggs beaten, a 16-ounce can of cream-style corn, or you can use 2 cups of fresh corn kernels plus 1/4 cup of heavy cream. So whichever way you choose to go is fine. You're going to need 1.5 cups of cornbread stuffing mix, and then 1.5 tablespoons of chopped green onions, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, a dash of cayenne pepper, and 1/4 cup of butter. And this is how simple it is. This is something that if you served it, people would just love it. And if you like Southern style.
Oh, that's strictly Southern style. And you know.
Absolutely. And then this is what you do. You have the eggs, you put them in a large bowl, you stir in your corn. And if you've got to use the fresh corn with the cream, you mix that all together. Then you mix in your stuffing mix, your green onions, your salt, and your cayenne pepper. And then you have a good-sized griddle or skillet. It needs to be a good size because you need a lot of room. You're going to take your butter, and you're going to put it in that skillet or griddle. And then you melt it over medium-high heat. And when the butter, when the fat begins to sizzle, you take your corn mixture, you scoop it out by tablespoonfuls onto the pan, cook them for 2 to 3 minutes on a side until the bottom is golden brown, turn them over with a spatula or tongs, and continue to cook until the second side is golden brown. You have to watch them because they're going to cook pretty fast. This is such an easy recipe. And, oh, like I said, kids just love this.
Well, I should think, now that brings up a point that a lot of people, their family, where their family came from, or where they live in parts of the country, have just by, evolution, have different stuffing recipes. In the Northeast, they've got cranberries. In the Southeast, they've got water chestnuts. Up in Washington area, you've got oysters, and you've got a lot of apples up there in Washington. And California, a lot of, vegetables and fruits. In the Southwest, they go for hot stuff, chilies and stuff like that. And, of course, if they came from Europe, German, Italian, French, you had stuff from your grandma's way back, or out in the West Coast, Mexican, chorizo. So you've got all those separate things that you've got from your family that makes the different stuffings.
Absolutely. Leo, I know we're just about out of time here. What's your, well, you talked about the ThanksgivingTips.com. What's your website regarding your cookbook? Because it's got so many wonderful recipes. And if you are dealing with a small crowd, a big crowd, the best stuffing cookbook, Mrs. Covenson's, and you've got stuffings for poultry, meats, fish, side dishes, and more. Leo, where can they find out about the book? I mean, where's your website?
On the book on MrsCovenson's.com.
Okay.
You know, you click on, you got the front page. They've got a market page, and the book is listed on the market page.
Okay.
And on the recipe page by inventory or table of contents, you can see stuff from the book on their list of recipes. I think it's great. And then
it is. And this has been wonderful, Leo. Thank you.
And I had the CelebrityStewBook.com. They can get a kick out of maybe 10 or 15 celebrity photos. Bill Cosby and Dinah Shore and Jimmy Durante and Bob Hope.
All kinds of people.
A lot of nice photos on it.
Well, Leo, it's been a delight having you as a guest, as always. It's been fun sharing the recipes, and I'm going to share your recipe later on in the show for the roast duck because I think
that sounds great.
Fabulous.
And you know, we bought a roast duck, and it was very nicely packaged, like a real like a nice package. The duck, not like the old fashioned time. The ducks are cleaned and eviscerated, and like a very easy thing to handle.
Well,
like
Leo,
like a large chicken is what it is.
Yes, it is.
That's great. Oh, listen, let me tell you one tip that we learn something every year. When it comes to dessert, you know, you've just had a big 2,000-calorie meal, you know, and some people, and you're going to get lots of cakes and pies, you know, cakes, pies, and cookies. One of our friends, an ex-client who used to be with the California Apple Board, is now with the watermelon industry. And he said years ago, and I remember when I had my dad's store, you could only get watermelon in the summertime. Well, watermelon is available the year round. Comes from different parts of the country or different parts of out of the country. And he told me that despite the fact they have the big fancy desserts, there's always someone that's so full and wants something, you can't take the fancy dessert. You get a cold watermelon. You have the market slice it in a quarter, and you slice up triangles of it and put it on a platter. And he says the watermelon disappears immediately because it's refreshing and nice. So that's just something I never thought of before.
Well, Leo, I'm going to have to go. We're out of time. I'm so glad you were able to join us today. Thank you. You've always got such wonderful tips. It's a delight talking with you again. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving yourself. And for those of you who are listening, check out ThanksgivingTips.com. Also, MrsCubbison's.com, because you can find more of the recipes that we've been talking about on the air. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you. We offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna, and phone lines are now open, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And I've got another recipe that I'm going to share with you, and I realize that So many of you will have already your menus determined and put together. But sometimes, if you're like me, you go, well, really, is that what I want? Did I fix something? What could I do maybe that's a little bit different? Of course, it all depends on the size of the group that you're going to have. So I'll share that duck recipe with you in a little bit. But I also had a recipe for vinegar cookies. Now, how does that sound? Does that sound like, is that real, Donna? Yes, it is. This is a recipe that I came across that's just fun. So I've got a couple of those that I'm going to be sharing with you. But again, the phone lines are open, 888-627-6008. Now, tomorrow we're going to be talking about practical conscious creation. How do you feel about manifestation? Is it something that you're able to do easily and readily? Well, we're going to find out how you can take care of that. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking about physically how you can deal with pain, how you can deal with your own wellness so that you can feel the best possible. Lou Paradise is going to be on the air with us on Friday. And I'll tell you, I have encountered so many people that have gone through such difficulties, carpal tunnel, all kinds of things. We're going to be able to assist you with some of that on Friday, so I do hope that you'll tell your friends and tune in. And of course, always check on bbsradio.com for those programs that are coming up so that you can be a part of it. I just know how crazy it gets when we get closer and closer to a holiday. If you're like me, it seems like you're busy from early morning until evening and you go, blink, blink, holiday? You have got to be kidding. Well, it does happen, and it comes about so quickly. So one of the suggestions that he gave about making a list, sort of planning out what you'd like to do. Another thing, remember, if you're going to have a house full of people, if someone asks you, can I bring something? Swallow the pride and say, oh, I'd love to have you contribute. But you're going to have to tell them what you want because people, you can't assume, I learned that lesson a long time ago, you can't assume they're going to know what you want. So if you want them to bring sparkling cider, if you want them to bring a dessert, state what kind of a dessert you want. If you want chocolate, if you'd like a pecan pie, etc. I've learned this year, especially in noticing the prices that are going up on groceries, and I've seen this in so many places, I've found areas that I shop at where, again, like Leo said, you check your coupons and you look at things and you're going to figure out what you can do for yourself. So there's all kinds of ways of being able to bring something new and wonderful into your environment, especially with the holiday season. And I think that we all are looking at how we can still have what we want to have and do it economically. So you just have to pay attention. And isn't that the way it always has been? I have to chuckle when I'm watching ads on television for various box stores where they say, we now have layaway. My goodness, I remember the time when layaway was really, that was before credit cards became the thing. Layaway was the way you got stuff. And I loved it. I developed a wardrobe. I bought all kinds of things on a layaway process, and that way I didn't have to pay interest on it. I didn't mind waiting, and it was really a joy when I would go to pick up my layaway because sometimes I had forgotten some of the things that I'd actually put aside, and then it was just like having a wonderful, wonderful party when I got everything home. It was just very exciting for me. And that was a way that I was able to manage things because when you have a budget, you've got a budget. But if you're able to put a little bit aside, it just really does make a great deal of difference. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, and I will be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Okay, making money. I was on the phone with someone yesterday. This is an individual that went through a major trauma. They lost a loved one. Their income, basically, with the death of this person, disappeared. And I mean it disappeared. They have a small income. This is a mature woman. And she is having to reinvent her life. She is having to look at different areas of skill that she has because she is having to liquidate so much of what is in her life because that significant other that had provided a substantial amount of income no longer is there. And this person did not have a life insurance policy. They did not leave anything to their partner. So this individual is really in a very tough situation. Well, we women have to be resourceful. Guys have to be resourceful too. But if you want to be able to do something to generate an income, there are a lot of options. And I wanted to share with you some stories about women who wanted to be able to work out of the home, which is more possible at this time than any other time in history, other than when cottage industries that women participated in doing handwork and things like this were done in the home. Well, those basically disappeared for a number of generations. And when the unions came in with different job environments, et cetera, it had a big effect on the cottage industries. They never totally went away, but it wasn't as significant to people as now, today, the working at home opportunities are. It's very, very exciting. Now, let me tell you the story about a woman who was a nail technician. And she was really wanting to have something that she could do that would enable her to stay at home because she had a baby, and she did not want to go to a regular 8-to-5 job. She really wanted to have some flexibility. Well, while she was at home with her baby and she was stressing over money, there was a girlfriend of hers that said, I wish I could get a pedicure somewhere. And she said, okay, I'll do it for you. That's what I do. I'll give you a pedicure. So her friend paid her some money. Well, she got some other requests from people, and she said, you know what? This could possibly be a business. Now, how many people would think that giving pedicures would make a difference? Well, let me tell you what this woman did. She got a business license. She titled her business Nail Taxi. In fact, you can go to her website if you want to check it out, nailtaxi.com. And you know, she developed many pedicures. She'd go anywhere. You call her, make an appointment, she had her feet, she'd go wherever you were. She started going to various homes, offices, baby showers, and even weddings. Do you know this mom, she now has 3 children, she has offered nail services at various shows. She's even been invited to New York and London, and she was asked to go to the Latin Grammy Awards. Who would have thought giving pedicures would enable her to have a business? Now, if you love animals, maybe you could do something like this. Also, look at how you can work with food. You know, we were talking about the first half of the show. We were talking about recipes in Leo. And, of course, he's been in the business for so many years. Well, there's a woman that ended up creating a business, and she's in New Jersey, she's in her 40s, and she loved to cook. Now, she had a challenge. She wanted to be able to have baking mixes that contained no trans fats or artificial ingredients. So she loved to cook. She putzed around in her kitchen, and she came up with some neat recipes. She had her friends test. Can you imagine how much fun it was going to her house to eat? Oh, boy. Do you know what? She came up with these recipes. She found a company that could assemble the necessary ingredients that she wanted, and they went to market, and she started it. It's called Naturally Nora, Naturally Nora.com. She started it in 2008, and do you know all the major retailers around the country have been picking it up? They've been, and you can get them online at Amazon even. Now, what you might need to do, let's say there's something that you want to do where you'd really like to do this yourself. One of the things you need to know is that you have to have a commercial kitchen, and you can find out about commercial kitchens, commercialkitchenforrent.com, and you can maybe do an assembly situation in your own kitchen, but if you end up doing like what she's doing, where there's all these people who want to buy your products, you're definitely going to have to work with a commercial kitchens, but you can sell your products at fairs and bake sales, community events. There might be food stores, bakeries, restaurants. A lot of them may want what you have. So here are two women that have done something that for them was absolutely liberating. Now, it is a business, so they had to handle things accordingly, but they tried. There are so many different venues. What about photography or being able to work out some kind of a networking program, or if you're an inventor, there's different things that you can do. So I'll be sharing some other stories about people that they found a way to make a living and make a good living and love doing it. So whether it's designing flowers to go on birthday cakes, or it is something, maybe you want to be a handyman or handywoman special and you want to be able to be available for people, there is the attitude of find a niche and fill it. But if you really love what you do and you let people know what you do, then they're going to want your services. Bookkeepers, do they ever go out of style? Heavens no. But you may have to learn how to use QuickBooks and some other systems, but you have to put yourself out there. Look at what you love to do. And if you're wanting to generate an extra income, there is some way or another a place for you to take care of the needs that individuals may have. We've got over 7 billion people on this planet, and that means over 7 billion plus potential opportunities for you to do what you really love to do. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you. We offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, this is Dan. So many times
we hear stories about people having tough times, but too often we don't hear about the thoughtfulness of other people when they will do something nice for someone because they can relate to what they're going through. There's just a lot of thoughtful people out there, and there is a woman, Sarah, who is from Texas, and she's a single mom. And for those of us that have gone through experiences like this, we all know that we have to learn how to manage money so well that we make pennies do tap dances. Have you ever heard that statement? Well, I had a lot of experience with that, and I don't care what your age is. Once you've gone through it, you never forget it. And she was really in a real intense period for herself because she had found she wasn't going to be able to get very good jobs unless she continued her education. So when you go back to school, you have all of those costs. You've got babysitters. You've got all kinds of things. So you try to manage things the best you possibly can. And there was one day when she needed to put gas in her car, and she only asked for $5 worth of gasoline because she just didn't have any more than that to be able to put on her card. She just didn't want to have her card go up too high. Well, there was a customer that overheard her request of $5 only. And this customer found the time to go and follow Sarah, believe it or not, back to the pumps, because this woman had also paid for her gas because you had to go in and pay first. And she walked over to Sarah, perfect stranger, took a $20 bill and put it in Sarah's hands. And this is what she said to Sarah. I've once been where you are now, and I recently have been blessed with money. You need to know things will get better. Can you imagine what that was like to have a perfect stranger walk up to you and to say those words? Sarah said she was just overwhelmed. She really didn't know what to say. And because of that woman's thoughtfulness, Sarah was able to put enough gas in her car to make it through the entire week. Now, she doesn't know who this woman is. So she said, wherever you are, whoever you are, thank you from the bottom of my heart. So many times people will do things and they really don't want anybody to thank them. They just want to do it because somewhere along the line, someone has done something for them, and they want to pass it on. Many years ago, I had a gentleman friend, and he really was very generous and was very thoughtful. And I can remember saying to him one time, I just don't know how I'm going to repay you, because you've done something very thoughtful and very kind. And he said to me, I don't ever want you to pay me back. I want you to pass it on. There may come a day where someone else will need a helping hand. I want you to remember to just give whatever is needed to that person, and you'll know when it's time to do it. When you have experiences like this, it makes you realize that the human spirit is quite special, and not everybody's going to want to beat a drum and have a light beam down on them and say, gee whiz, look at me, I'm doing this, da-da-da-da-da-da. Most people don't want to do that. Most of us really enjoy giving to others. Most of us really want to be contributors to life. But sometimes you go through cycles where you may not even have a pot to pee in. Have you ever heard that statement? Uh-huh. You don't have, I mean, you really are down to bare bones. And you go, gee, what can I do? And you feel badly. Well, don't draw back into a shell. If you're going through really, really tough times, I want you to realize that a smile, having an attitude of gratitude, and being aware that just being thoughtful and kind can make a great deal of difference. If you see someone that needs some help, like one gentleman one day, he just offered to help me with grocery bags, and I was stunned. He said, no, I would like to help you. I said, okay. Now, a part of me would have said, no, I won't do that. But he really was being thoughtful. He said, thank you for letting me help you. And he walked away. If I had denied him that opportunity, think of how you feel when you want to give to someone and they don't want you to give them anything. Be thoughtful anyway. Be yourself, because that is what makes life so very, very rich and so very, very special. Remember your thoughtfulness, your kindness. You may not have that $20 bill. You might have a $20 bill to give to someone. Maybe it's baking a batch of cookies. Maybe it's doing something like that. Whatever it is, just know that who you are does make a difference. And how you conduct yourself and how you interact with others can have a life-changing effect with them. Quick like a bunny, before we close out, I wanted to share with you the Vinegar Man's Vinegar Cookies. Okay, I didn't share the duck recipe. I'll get that to you one other day this week. Now, these cookies are really easy to make. So few ingredients, I was surprised, and it works. Have you ever heard of pecan vinegar? I haven't. I'd never heard of pecan vinegar, but it's really out there. What you need is a half a cup of butter. You have to use butter. Don't use margarine. Margarine doesn't work. A half a teaspoon of salt, one egg, 2 tablespoons of pecan vinegar. If you can find pecan, if not, use white vinegar. A quarter of a cup of sugar. Now, what you do, you put all of these ingredients in a large bowl, and if you've got a mixer, mix it with a mixer. The butter is going to be nice and soft. It should be at room temperature. Mix all the ingredients really well. Then, after all of that is really mixed well, you add in 1 1/4 cups of flour and 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder. Mix that well. Real simple. Real easy. And then what you're going to do, your oven needs to be at 350 degrees, and you just bake them until they're slightly brown. So you're going to have to watch the first batch. It's going to take about 10 minutes. Might be a little bit less than an electric oven. If you want to add nuts or raisins, you can. Try different kinds of vinegar. Each vinegar has something special in the way of flavor that it adds. But these cookies are neat. They're really easy. Try them. I think you'll like them. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Life is as sweet as you want it to be. Why? Because you're the cook. You're the one that's going to put to effect the recipe of who you are into positioning. Just like the cookie recipe I shared with you, figure out what components you really want to make your life represent. You create the recipe, and then you demonstrate it. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be talking with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.